This is KCUR 89.3. Smartphones have made taking pictures a snap, but back in the early days of photography, about 200 years ago, it was a blend of both science and art. This fall, about 100 Victorian-era photographs from one Lawrence dealer's personal collection will go on display at the National Museum of Toys and Miniatures. KCUR's Julie Denishay takes a look at the person behind collecting a slice of history.
Ghostly, metallic-hued faces stare out from century-old photographs. They line the walls on narrow shelves in Nick Vaccaro's home office in Lawrence.
Get this out of the way.
Vaccaro opens the door of a lighted display and reaches in for a small leather case. Inside there's a photograph. It's a tintype, an innovation from the 1860s that brought photography to the masses. Vaccaro turns it over in his hands as he describes it.
This photograph is of a little boy, and he's in a complete Civil War uniform. He's got the bedroll and a backpack on. He's got like a powder horn and a small rifle. Someone has written behind the image, Charlie Gray. This was taken during the Civil War. His mother made him this little suit, and he spent his time playing soldier.
Images like this one intrigue Vaccaro. He revels in the many layers of history contained within a very small frame.
I've told people I'm an antique collector and dealer, but I really feel like I'm an antique historian and collector of history.
Vaccaro spent 20 years as a photographer in New York City. But about 5 years ago, he says he was stopped in his tracks by an old photograph of a little girl.
It was just a daguerreotype, really beautiful, of a young girl wearing a bonnet, and I just thought it is the most amazing photograph, and there's got to be more of these out there, and I want to find them, and I want to collect them.
Vaccaro now collects full-time, finding a balance between buying and selling, and the photographs he's kept for his own collection now number in the thousands, with a focus on Victorian-era children and their toys. Two of these are particularly poignant.
This is probably the rarest image I own of a child with a doll, and it's a daguerreotype. I've never seen any daguerreotype quite like it. It's a post-mortem image where the child's been laid down in a sofa, and probably her favorite doll has been placed at her death side. She's holding a little flower in her hands, and she's obviously been placed in such a position to, like, immortalize her. I think that's one thing about photography. It's a form of immortalization.
Vaccaro says he thought a wider audience might be interested in the photographs, and he began reaching out to area museums. The images of children with toys piqued the interest of curators at the National Museum of Toys and Miniatures in Kansas City. Curatorial assistant Erica Gilliland wears white gloves as she pushes a media cart into an elevator at the museum. Archival boxes of more than 100 photographs, on loan from Vaccaro, are tucked in amid layers of protective tissue. Gilliland says these photographs likely captured cherished memories.
Sometimes that might be the only photograph that this child had of their childhood or, you know, of their life. And so the fact that it's such a small, intimate thing just kind of brings you back to, oh, well, I could be like their mother sitting and holding this. Or when we display them, it's like this could have been on their mantelpiece.
A little bit of a tight fit in there. Let me get this one out real quick.
Curator Christy Dobbins carefully removes a rare tintype from a padded box. It's a picture of an African-American girl holding a wooden hoop and stick, a childhood game popular in the 1800s. Dobbins says these photographs will add a layer of meaning to the museum's own collection.
Sometimes we look at toys because of who made them and why that's special, or we look at them in terms of beautifully crafted pieces of engineering or art. And now we're really trying to, in this exhibition, make you think about what was meaningful to children. What was Victorian childhood like? What did these children experience? And they certainly didn't have the number of toys that we have today, and so what they did have was very special to them.
Gilliland hands a tintype to Dobbins as they carefully pack away collector and dealer Nick Vaccaro's photographs for now. Dobbins says she hopes these images give visitors an insight into toys and the Victorian-era children who love them. For KCUR, 89.3, this is Julie Denichet.
The exhibition, Forever Young, Victorian Photographs of Children and Their Toys, opens October 8th at the National Museum of Toys and Miniatures.